You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. Hope you're getting out and had an opportunity to enjoy some of this warm weather we had here in Michigan. Man, it got up to like record highs. And a couple weeks earlier, it was record lows. And we're back at it. It's cold again where I am. But I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob, back in the seat after a four-week hiatus. You were down in Livonia, Michigan, doing some training.
I think there's an Aerosmith song like that.
Yeah, I'm sure if there's not.
Back in the saddle.
Yeah. So when you were down in Livonia doing your training, any microbrews, any good barbecue joints or anything while you were down there?
There are a couple of decent barbecue joints. I did not go to them, but I did manage to sneak in a few microbrews. My favorite, I have a couple favorites on that side. Griffin Claw is incredible. Dragon's Mead is my style because they do a lot of Belgians there, mm-hmm. and they're just crazy mad scientists that it's a very cool, eclectic, very clicky. I'd call it a hipster place.
Okay.
So I don't necessarily fit in, but I love their beers. And then there's another one that I can't think of right now. It's a German place up by Warren that is just fantastic. The name eludes me. I didn't know you were going to ask me that. But
Kerbal.
Yeah, that's okay. A fun town. I went to a place called the Detroit Burger Bar, okay. and they've got like five or six of them now. And I met my son Jordan and my couple of brother-in-laws there, and we had a fantastic burger. I posted it on the Facebook page, and they stamp the big Detroit D on the bun.
Oh, cool.
It's really cool in a burn mark. You know, they have a branding iron. But they have a huge selection of burgers, which is cool because I was also camped out at a hotel right next to Red Robin. Oh. So I now know every burger they make. didn't do my waistline any good at all, but fortunately the hotel had a gym, so I got to burn a little bit off.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some oddities from the grill, because what we were going to try to do is shake it up a little bit today and talk about some things that maybe you've never tried on the grill or the smoker. I think we'll go down both roads.
Right.
So what you thinking, man?
That's a good point. And, you know, one of the things that I really love to do, and there's lots of ways to do them, but that most people don't bother with, but we grill everything, right? So meatballs on the grill. And my daughter, Emily, who's too chicken to come on, I told her I wanted to have Brian call her this morning, but she said she's not picking up her phone. So I took her recipe down, but she has a couple meatball recipes that are really good.
And we had those at Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
She had those. Yeah, I remember that. Those were good.
That could be. I don't
Somewhere between
I don't remember
eight and, the 8 and the 10th one I ate, I realized they were awesome.
Yeah. One that I've not tried, this is not Emily's, this is one that I've eaten but never made.
Okay.
And it's called tzatziki. It's a Greek meatball, and I butchered the pronouncement, I'm sure. But it's kind of a, it's Greek, you know. It's got this Greek profile, and it's ground beef and turkey blended. It's got eggs, it's got lemon zest, parsley, garlic, oregano, sea salt, cumin, pepper, coriander, and allspice. It's
a lot going on in that
meatball.
Yeah,
there is. And
but you said it's turkey and beef.
Yes, and you can use sausage if you like, pork sausage instead of turkey. But if you're, I'm trying to go with the lean stuff because I'm hitting the Snap Fitness again, and since I'm done with my housing project, I'm not getting the workout I was. So
right.
So I'm hitting the gym, and I'm really, when you're only working out for an hour a day, it's, you have to really start watching your intake, whereas when you're working day and night on a house, you eat everything that comes in front of you and you can't fill up because
you're just burning
up calories.
So in these meatballs, a couple things that I just observed from that recipe is if we're mixing poultry and beef, you really got to make sure those things get done, especially the ground meat that's in there. You can eat medium rare beef. You don't want to eat medium rare poultry.
No.
Right?
No, that's a good point. And I'd have to say most meatballs are overdone anyway. You wouldn't want to overdo these because you're going to use a lean ground beef with your turkey. So you're going to want to have your thermopen ready and get them to 165 and pull them. There's several ways to do a meatball on the grill. And what Emily does is she uses a melon scooper, you know, those little round melons.
About the size of a quarter?
And she forms them up with that and makes little bitty ones.
Yeah.
Now, you have to have a grill and basket if you're going to do that. She bakes hers in the oven because they just live in a condo.
Right.
But I like to make them a little bit bigger, and I can literally set – I have grilling grates on my Cajun, and I can set them right on those grilling grates, put some good lump charcoal on the right side, and just indirectly roast them that way and do it at about 275 so you get a little smoke. I don't throw any flavor wood on there.
Well, good just, lump charcoal provides a nice just the right, smoky profile anyway. Yeah.
Yeah. They also make some cool little – and Lodge has these cast iron meatball tins that are really awesome because – then if you have large grates on your grill or if you want to throw them in the oven, they can roast independently and keep their shape. You get a nice round half to it so you can plop it down on the disfigured side and have a nice presentation.
Right.
You know.
Right. Well, in that cast, it heats evenly.
Yes.
Even if you got a hot spot on it, it distributes the heat so well.
That's a great point.
That everything is done at the same time. And like you said, if you do that, the tops might not be completely done, but you know the bottoms are that were touching the cast. So take them out and flip them over onto the regular grill because they're firm now, right? They've firmed up enough that maybe you could just grill them for 2 or 3 minutes to get some color on that top side.
Yeah, and you could if you want some grill marks.
Yep.
But if you make them big enough, you can literally just set them on your grate on a low flame and just grill them as well.
Right.
And then tend them. You know, you're going to want to keep rotating them and turning them. So use your tongs. And I'd say this, that you want to let the first round of roasting on the bottom to go a good long time because they do want to break up, and these are lean, so they'll want to break up. But those are really nice. They're very lean. Now, Emily makes one that's really good. That's just a standard meatball, and hers is it's beef and pork sausage, just regular pork sausage, or you can use breakfast sausage. But then it's got 4 roasted garlic cloves, red onion, red pepper flakes, oregano. And basically what you do is you roast those garlic cloves and you shred them, put them in a shredder, and you finally chop that red onion. And if you want to use a food processor, that's fine. And you put some dried oregano in there and you mix all that together. And then you mix it with the meat mixture that you've done in. And she said when you're mixing the pork and the beef together, be very careful and just use forks and lightly blend it. Don't overwork it because it makes them tough. And I've heard that before. I've never really found it to be a problem, but, you know, it's meatballs. And we all do the same thing on the grill so many times that I thought it would be cool to do something that's just a little different that is going to taste incredibly good. In this case, it's going to be very, very healthy. Now, she'll make that same thing in an Italian variation, and she's going to throw breadcrumbs and 3 eggs in with it and some milk. And that's going to be something that's not as lean, but even more flavorful.
Yeah. Well, the thing is with meatballs is there's a lot of uses for them. You know, this time of year when it's cold out, I like to use the meatballs in a noodle and maybe a gravy and kind of a stroganoff type thing, and maybe put some raw onion in there. And again, this is not necessarily the healthiest thing, but maybe a little dollop of sour cream in there. And I'm trying to make a little bit of a gravy on top of a noodle in a meatball that's not a red sauce, but rather a creamier sauce and, in a stroganoff line. And that's just comfort food. Throw a couple of those little Pillsbury crescent rolls in the oven, and man, that's a meal for me, that one disher. But you might have to make an extra trip to Snap if you eat a big plate of that.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know. But anyway, coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about the Full Belly Deli. We're going to stay on the creative side of the grill and bring you some ideas of different recipes that maybe you've never tried. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back. Think about you, baby. 515-0, just a saddle up.